Our first article this month looks at racial equality in America today. 50 years after the assassination of Martin Luther King, 88% of black Americans say that equality has not been achieved, while almost half doubt that it will ever happen. So, did the civil rights campaign really change America? We look at 5 areas, politics, justice, education, careers and community, to see what progress, if any, has been made. Politics.
One of the most decisive steps that the Negro can take is that little walk to the voting booth.
The idea of America having a black president was unimaginable in Martin Luther King's time. Back then, the fight was about blacks simply being able to vote, because many states had racist laws that denied them this basic right. This is one area where equality has been achieved. Black politicians have conquered all the major offices of the USA, from city mayors to state governorships to the Oval Office itself, and in the House of Representatives, the proportion of blacks is nearly the same as in the general population. The bad news is that this political success has had a limited impact. Indeed, a 1991 study on the subject discovered that there is little relationship between the success of local black leaders and the opportunities of typical black families. History suggests this is normal. For example, ethnic groups such as Asians, Italians, Jews, and Germans all rose in economic terms in the USA while having little or no political power. Conversely, Irish immigrants had a very slow rise from poverty despite being politically dominant in major cities such as Boston and Philadelphia. Justice.
We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Of all the ambitions of the civil rights campaign, the one that is farthest from being realized is equal treatment at the hands of the law. This goes from the violence of police officers to unfair treatment by judges and the horrors of the American prison system. Few statistics exist to quantify the level of police violence suffered by blacks in King's time, but it is no secret that it has always existed. In 1928, for example, only 5% of people in Chicago were black, yet they accounted for 30% of those killed by the police. Today, little has changed. 23% of Americans killed by police in 2017 were black, almost double their percentage of the population. These killings are what recently sparked the Black Lives Matter movement, the biggest civil rights campaign since King's time. Even so, a black American has only a remote chance of being killed by the police. Their probability of arrest and imprisonment, however, is extraordinarily high. Soon after King's death, the American government began a war on drugs. This war has been clearly targeted at black Americans, who comprise 1/3 of those arrested, despite drug use being equal across all ethnic groups. And the injustices don't stop there. A study by the Sentencing Project, a non-profit organization, found that black Americans were incarcerated in state prisons at an average rate of 5.1 times that of white Americans in 2014. Moreover, black male offenders received sentences that were, on average, 19.1% longer than those given to similarly situated white male offenders. Education.
The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically.
When it comes to education, most people measure the school system first and foremost by rates of literacy and numeracy. On that score, black and whites are still far apart, with 87% of white 18-year-olds having better reading and math skills than the average black American of the same age. This gap between the races has got smaller since King's time, but not by much. Black school children are roughly 1.5 years behind whites in terms of their academic progress. This is better than in Martin Luther King's time, when black children were over 2 years behind whites. But at the current rate of progress, the two races will not achieve parity for around 2 centuries. In higher education, the disparity has actually got worse over time. Back in 1974, 14% of white students completed university degrees compared to 5.5% of blacks, a gap of 8.5%. Today, the total number of students going to university has increased, 36% of whites and 22% of blacks. But the gap between the two, 14%, has grown larger as well. Careers.
Whatever your life's work is, do it well.
In some ways, there has been great progress in the world of work. A study at the end of the Second World War found that 95% of black men were manual labourers and 60% of black women were domestic servants. By 1970, around half of black men had moved into skilled or white-collared jobs, with 40% considering themselves to be middle class. By the end of the century, 60% of black women had white-collar jobs and only 2.2% were still domestic servants. Between 1970 and 1990, the number of black physicians tripled and black lawyers increased sixfold. But progress has stopped in recent decades, and behind these advances, big differences remain. An average black family's income in 2016 was 61% of a white family's. Not surprising when the average hourly wage for a black man is $15 compared to $21 for a white male employee. Even those who have best followed King's exhortation to do it well seem to be suffering. Today, there are just three black men heading Fortune 500 companies. In 2012, there were six. Community.
Love will, in the end, connect us to our neighbours.
In Martin Luther King's day, interracial love was a criminal offence in many states. Today, 24% of black American men marry someone from another ethnic group. Similarly, while back then 44% of white people said they would move house if a black family moved in next door, that figure is now only 1%, and all white neighbourhoods are effectively extinct, according to a study by the Brookings Institution, an American think tank. A third of American blacks live in suburbia, previously seen as a white enclave, and 42% of them own their own homes, rising to 75% among black married couples. All of this progress may be a surprise to many who still perceive most American blacks as living in inner-city ghettos, a stereotype that is more prevalent among blacks themselves than it is among whites. But where there are grounds for pessimism is that most of the social advances made by blacks happened in the first 25 years following Martin Luther King's death, with progress slowing and sometimes even reversing since then. Compounding this slowing of progress has been a social phenomenon: the breakdown of the traditional black family, with 72% of black children being born to unmarried, mostly single mothers, compared to 29% of white children.